recording. Should I put on some lipstick before we start?
It's whatever you want.
Some chapstick. They can't hear me putting on my
This is just a behind the scenes look of Alex doing her makeup last minute while we're recording.
I'm not wearing any other makeup. I meant to do a full face this morning and it just is not working out that way.
I did.
Yeah, you look gorgeous. As always,
I look so tired. Oh, stop.
You're killing the game. You're killing the game.
That's some bull. Okay. Let's get crack-a-lackin'. All
right. new show intro. Let's get crack-a-lackin'.
No, that was so bad. Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Amanda.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I'm tired.
We got unplugged. Okay, we're good.
Okay, I'm tired.
Okay, I'm ready for real now.
Okay, for reals, let's roll. Hi, I'm Amanda.
And I'm Alex.
And welcome
to the best
2-on-1 ever!
That ever was really good.
It's like we're in sync, girl.
Oh, yes.
And today, we are here to talk all things Bachelorette.
Yes! Amanda, how was your watch party this week?
So, the watch party was good. I'm back home watching with Mama G.
Oh, yay!
So, it was definitely great to watch again with my mom. I was totally wide awake because I'm so used to being on California time.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, let's get the popcorn rolling at 11 o'clock at night. I'm like, rock and roll.
You didn't fall asleep at any point during this episode.
Hell no.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Thank you. It was just that one episode, honestly.
Yeah, but no, it happens. It great. Happens.
I was so amped up. Alex, did you watch with your mom? You usually do.
Amanda, honestly, this was so long ago now. It feels like I can't even remember who I watched with. I think it might have been my whole family.
The whole family. My dad disappears. He's like, you watching that shit? I'm upstairs.
Yeah, we definitely started late again this week and we're rewinding. I was exhausted. I just started a new job, as Amanda knows. Yes! And it's been a toll.
We're so proud of you, Alex. I'm so proud of my little sister. Aww, killing the game.
Thank you. But I like almost slept through it. Usually I provide a very great commentary for my family, just as we do on this podcast. And yeah, I was off my game.
Don't worry. I got you covered. I'll sing. I'll do whatever I have to do.
Thank you. First of all, I
want to show you something, Alex, that I wanted to pull out for the podcast today.
Let me see.
Girl, here, get ready. Standing ovation.
Oh my gosh. We've got some Bachelor merchandise. I'm not here to make friends.
Hell yeah.
You look gorgeous. Gorgeous as always.
Oh, stop it.
And it's
well,
a cute
that's
top.
My shirt for today. Oh, thank you. It's light. It's comfortable. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, you don't need any more friends because you have me, right, Amanda?
Oh yeah. I don't know what I would do without you. You're my only friend.
Ditto. Literally ditto. Oh my god.
Alex and I text each other constantly. It's pretty bad. My parents are like, who are you texting? I'm like, Alex.
We're at work, we text each other. We're watching The Bachelorette, we text each other.
I'm on the toilet, I'm texting Alex.
Oh yeah. You know? I'm asleep, like, I'm texting Amanda.
Okay, well, that's our girl chat, but let's get into the real tea. Let's talk about Paris. Did you see what
Paris.
I did there?
That was Paris. You rhymed. That was hot.
Oui, oui. Okay.
This episode was a mess, Amanda.
I know. It was a bit of a clusterfuck, but let me tell you something. What I wrote in my notes is, damn, at Jesse Palmer, his French?
His French was actually good.
Sexy!
I mean, I don't know French.
No, I don't either. My first bullet point in my notebook is, damn, at Jesse Palmer. And I knew that I had to bring that up because that's pretty hot, not gonna lie.
It was. And I remember when Chris Harrison was the host. I mean, he who must not be named. Yes. But I did name him.
Did.
He used to do like he used to try and pull this shit. And it was never good. It was always like tacky and cheesy and maybe cute. But Jesse Palmer really pulled it off.
I was like, Jesse Palmer, sexy.
maybe we'll have to get someone on the podcast who actually knows French, but I was impressed.
So was I was like, damn. But okay, so at first it kind of looked like this was going to be a double date. We were right again this week, FYI, with the 101 selections. You chose Jason for Gabby, remember?
Yes,
and I chose Tino for
and look at that
Rachel. And we were right, so we should win something. But that's up to you guys to decide what you think we should win. So I don't know.
Yeah, you give us a gift. You, the listeners. Thank you.
We'll drop our addresses later. Yeah.
The P.O. box will be in the description.
Right, exactly. Alex and I are going to move in together. But yeah. Anyway. But anyway, these one-on-one dates, cute. What did you think? Tell me.
I mean, I thought they were great. I did like how we had both one-on-ones at the same time, especially in Paris. Do you remember in like the preview a couple of weeks ago, they like showed that Rachel and Tino were going to like, Rachel and Gabby were going to swap Tino and Jason on the date?
Yeah, Rachel originally wanted to do a prank.
Yeah.
I didn't know Rachel had that sense of humor in her. I thought it was a Gabby idea, but that was a good one on Rachel's part, where they swap men later on. So yeah, like Gabby goes on a dinner date with Tino and then Rachel goes out with Jason. That would have been hilarious. The ratings would totally go up, but
it didn't happen.
I know Tino is a catch and so is Jason, but Tino was so cute with her. I thought, no.
Okay, disclaimer. Can you hear that, Amanda?
Yeah, Layla was like, uh-uh.
Disclaimer, everyone. I'm so sorry to interrupt, but we have some people working on our house right now, and my dog, who always sits in the background, is usually very quiet. And today, she is deciding to throw a party. Please excuse me while I go corral her.
Okay, so I'll talk a little bit then.
Okay, enjoy yourself, Amanda. Just let me know what you say when I come back.
Okay, all right, guys. So welcome to the Amanda Show. This is Amanda speaking. But let's talk about this date with Tino. So Rachel took Tino to explore around France. They made crepes together. Nutella crepes are my favorite. That's a way to turn me on sometimes. And then they pretty much just made out in every section you can think of in France. I'm talking about how Rachel and Tino made out everywhere. They made some crepes.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was cute. And he held the umbrella for her. So did Jason.
But sure Tino had the umbrella like all the way over Rachel. And then Jason and Gabby were like both under it. But Tino was like straight standing in the rain. Did you notice that?
I did. That's a gentleman.
Yeah, it was very sweet.
Yeah. So why are you anti-Tino? You look very uncomfortable.
I am anti-Tino. I'm so sorry to report. I haven't seen anyone else be anti-Tino.
It's just you, honey. Just you.
It's just me. But Tino is a little bit of a fan of The Bachelorette. He's been very vocal about his love for the show. And he's also posted... on his Instagram, he posted a little photo of like side by side him and Tyler Cameron, because there's been like a lot of comparison between the two of them based off their like physical appearance and also the fact that they both work in construction. Tino, to me, it just felt like he was playing the game. Like he's been there, done that. A lot of his lines, they just seemed like
Can I be honest with you? I totally disagree. I love you, but I totally disagree with you.
It's okay. You can disagree.
Well, I just did.
I have a note, and one of my notes is, Tino is pining for The Bachelor. I'm calling bullshit.
Really? We said that he's going to end up with Rachel.
I know, but I'm changing my mind. I don't know. After this episode, I was like, this is a little too scripted for me. He knows Rachel's going to fall for it if he's seen it in the past. He just seems like a little too perfect. I'm not falling for it.
Interesting. Well, just to go against you there, I am going to stick with my prediction. Oh, hi.
As you disagree with me, I'm like distracting you with the dog.
Okay, well, whatever. Layla is a great distraction, but I feel like you're T-note out, but I thought it was a pretty good date. Very romantic.
It was a great date. I thought it was adorable. I'm pretty much just talking about like the night portion of the date. I just thought it was like a little too cliche. I mean, he didn't like open up and get vulnerable or anything. I do have a note that Rachel's hair got stuck in a jar on a jar outside of the crepe shop. It was like very brief, but like her hair was like on the jar, if you can see my hair. And
we're like back to Alex's favorite subject, Rachel's hair.
I also have another note. Even my dad said Rachel should stop dyeing her hair. I wanted to ask you if you would consider Rachel to be a blonde or a brunette.
Dirty blonde.
Really?
I think so. Yeah.
She had like her makeup. This episode was much darker than she's usually been going. I thought she looked great. Really brought
the
out
clothes
her
were
eyes.
Great. Yeah. All the outfits this week for Gabby and Rachel.
I thought they both looked great. They're really coming into their own. But with the darker makeup, I'm like, Rachel would look cute as a, like, if she let her natural hair color come out.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, I thought she looked good.
I'm really happy that you're saying nice things about Rachel's hair the past 2 weeks. So it's
well,
a good
some
streak
nice,
for you.
Some nice, some mean, you know, but
yeah,
we're
Alex is brutally honest and so am I, but we're here for it. But let's move on to the Gabster and Jason. So what do you think of Jason? I got to ask you, he's a bit more reserved, which I know, but he's such a nice guy.
Okay. I got to say,
uh-oh.
No, it's not an uh-oh. Jason has my heart. Okay.
Really? Okay.
Jason.
All right.
I'm
if you didn't like
over.
Him, I would come into your Zoom screen and beat you up.
Hopefully Layla would protect me.
Layla would.
Layla. I have such a sweet spot for a quiet guy. I really
do.
I. He had two great lines. I loved when he called Gabby his dream girl.
I know. I wrote that down too.
And I loved when he shared that he was in therapy.
That's another thing. PSA, you guys, therapy is cool.
Therapy is cool.
That's what I wrote in my notes. If you have a man that talks to you straight up about what he learned from therapy, you better want an engagement ring. Okay, that's what I'm saying. If that man gets emotional in front of you, is vulnerable, you're like thinking, boom, where's the ring?
Yep.
That's what you want. Okay, just that's the little note from me. But oh my god, when Jason was talking about being in therapy, I just started crying in my head of like,
and
this
even,
is what I want.
I know, he's perfect. And even though Jason's definitely the quiet type, he's more reserved,
right?
And it doesn't capture well on camera. It really doesn't. And the producers are editing this to give Jason like the silent type edit. So we're missing some of these moments. Like, I think the blooper this week was with Jason and Gabby.
Yes.
Right? And like, they were having fun and being silly. I'm like,
they were making wine.
Yes. With their feet.
I thought the berets were so cute.
I thought they were cute. And Gabby's, what did Gabby say with
the
beret?
She's like, I'm like that witch in Snow White. I look like a chef, or what was the other one? There was one more and it was hilarious.
Or a bald baby or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Okay. Yeah, that was it. But I'm like, that was one of her good comments this
season.
That
was great.
That might have been my favorite, honestly.
She's an icon. We stan. But even though Jason's getting this like silent type edit, he had a better reaction when Gabby talked about her mom than Eric did.
That's true. I did notice that.
He was like actually like emotionally receptive. He was like, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Very empathetic.
He was really there for her. And after seeing Eric, was that last week where he just literally sat in silence, which is a response that some people have when people are sharing their trauma. I was really impressed with how Jason handled that. And as a comparison to Eric, he really like elevated himself for me.
I could see Gabby being with Jason. They do have great chemistry. They have a pretty deep connection already because both of them have been in therapy and they've learned.
Did you hear him?
It.
He was like, have you heard about inner child therapy or something like that? I'm like, you are so cute.
I was like, damn, sign me up for inner child therapy.
Yep.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
That's what I want. But both of those dates were extremely cute.
Yeah.
Tino seems to be like a very supportive guy of Rachel's career path, and so does Jason in
which
terms
is
of
what
Gabby.
She wants.
Yes. And same with Gabby. Jason seems to want the dingbat. So
they,
you know,
they seem like a good match. I also thought it was really cute that the women got to check in with each other halfway through the date. And
I'm calling BS that they did not go to the bathroom. Okay. Just saying.
Really? You think they actually went to the bathroom?
No, I'm saying like they did not go to the bathroom.
Oh,
they
were
That's why I said I'm calling BS.
You're calling BS. I got it. Yeah. I got it. I thought you were like, they didn't show them going to the bathroom, and I think they actually went.
No, that's not what I said.
I mean, that is a classic line. The producers could have easily set up a camera in the bathroom. That would have been so cute. They're literally standing at the counter and staring
at them.
Staring at the men through a wide open window. It was awkward, but it was cute. Yeah.
That's why I was calling bull. But let's get to the group date. This is the separation group date where we divide Gabby's men versus Rachel's men. But we're going to start with Gabby. So it was the equivalent of like French boxing date.
Yeah, I missed what made it different than like American boxing, but it was fun.
Yeah, same here. I didn't really get it. You know what? Because I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover.
That's the title episode right there.
Yeah,
we're not fighters,
we're lovers. This is what happens, people, when jet lag gets into your system. You come up with some crazy shit, man, like you don't even know. Okay,
oh my gosh.
All right, I don't know what's happening to me, Alex, but anyway,
I like
let's talk about it. Well, thank you. All right, so let's talk about this date. American boxing, French boxing, same shit. Really like a sports person, okay? Just so you guys know. Like, I can hit a golf club, that's about it.
I mean, the fact that we have a bachelor, bachelorette podcast, Amanda, I think it makes it pretty obvious that we're not sports people.
No, I don't like sports, nor do I get them. Sorry. But anyway, this boxing date was interesting because Rachel was there, keep in mind, during the live fighting, and so were her men. Mm-hmm. I felt like this quickly went back to being about Rachel.
Yeah.
It's the Rachel show. Y'all fasten your seatbelts because these guys were there to watch the wrestling. None of them took the time, and they didn't take advantage of the fact that they could have taken her away for a second to talk to her, and she was really upset. What did you think? Was she overreacting on your POV?
Whenever it comes to the Bachelor and Bachelorette, and I think someone's overreacting, I always have to remind myself that this was edited. And I do think that there was a lot of emphasis on Rachel's overreaction. But then I'm reminding myself the producers are amping it up. It really was a mess. And like,
the date was supposed to be about Gabby, honestly.
And then it
quickly turned around to being about Rachel.
I'm glad we didn't see like Gabby being affected by it at all.
Yeah. Well, her guys were saying some pretty darn romantic shit to her. And I was like, damn, okay. But then it just went back to the Rachel show. And then my dad's like, she needs therapy.
She does.
She should talk to Jason.
She should talk to Jason. And another thing I noticed this episode is Rachel, it has repeatedly referred to herself as the Bachelorette. Throughout the episode, she would say things like, my men might feel like they're on the losing team and I don't want to let them down as the Bachelorette. Or this is not how the Bachelorette should be treated. And I'm like, first of all, you're not the Bachelorette. You're a Bachelorette.
Oh.
There's two of you.
Okay.
Second of all, why are we referring to ourselves at like, just be fucking Rachel? Like, she's getting caught up in this like narrative of like how the Bachelorette should be treated, how the Bachelorette should act. And I'm honestly, I was kind of frustrated with it this episode. I thought it was a little bit embarrassing, the edit that Rachel got. And I think it's funny because after last week's episode, she was like, that's the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to me. I'm like, girl, you are getting a sad, sad edit. But yeah, and this whole time we see the men in the crowd and we can see Logan is clearly eyeing up Gabby.
Oh, we're going to talk about that later. I have so much to say. I don't know. I just don't know.
I have a feeling we're going to disagree. And Gabby's men are being amazing. I feel like always these fighting dates, someone gets sent to the hospital, you know?
Yeah, and no one did. I mean, honestly, it seems like these guys are getting along, but I don't want to jinx anything.
Well, I mean, even Eric said something. He was like, I feel like we are very competitive, but they're all there for Gabby. And when Nate was like, I pay attention to the small things,
I know.
The way you cross your legs, I was like,
I love Nate.
Therapy and paying attention. That's all I need in a partner.
Yeah. If you know anyone, you can feel free to call me or Alex and we won't give our phone numbers, but, but yeah.
DM us.
I mean, like at the same time, you got to think about it from Rachel's point of view,
mm-hmm.
because this is where I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second, even though I totally agree with you.
No, it's important. It's important.
It is important, Alexandra, you know? But at the same time, like if let's say, you know, you and I were in this position, you would also want your guys to notice you in the crowd, right?
Oh, 100%.
So I see where she's coming from. And then I honestly was like, good for you for confronting the guys about how upset you were that none of them came up to you and said, hey, can I steal you for a second?
Yep.
Nothing. And you know what? That's when the guy should be making the effort to talk to her. They see her by herself watching this wrestling boxing shit.
Mm-hmm.
What, not wrestling, boxing. But anyway.
French boxing.
I'm delirious, y'all. But anyway, you know what I mean? Like, you should take the initiative to go and talk to her and say, hey, I want some alone time with you. She wasn't there to watch that shit. Are you kidding? Yep. She was there to see if her guys noticed her. And they were all just, you know, being boys watching this boxing go down.
I completely agree. But at the same time, the date was not set up for that. Number one, this was Gabby's date, was not Rachel's. Number two.
And why weren't Gabby's men sniffing, having her sniff armpits and shit? You know what I mean?
It was like, fucking gross.
Like, think about it. We're gonna get into that.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, if you think about it, what is this, like, intrusion? I don't know. But that date was interesting. Mm-hmm. But as an end result, Spencer won the belt.
Yes.
Let's talk about Spencer. I like him.
I like him too. I was really happy to see that he got some screen time. He was a standout night one, and we really haven't seen much from him. I mean, Gabby said something about, like, he was really her type or something like that.
Yeah, he's cute.
He hasn't caused any drama. He hasn't had a one-on-one, so I was really glad to see that he got some time.
And he was in the military. Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service. I didn't know Gabby's dad was in the service.
I didn't know either.
I'm
learning new stuff every episode about Gabby, and I'm here for it, you guys.
It was nice that they got to bond over that. And like when you're in the service, it can be hard. I like to find someone that understands and really respects like what you've done. I would assume. So I think that was really beautiful that they were able to bond over that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I really like Spencer as a result, and I hope he makes it far, but I can't tell if they need more time together for me to decide that.
Mm-hmm.
But let's move on to whatever Rachel's day was.
Okay, wait, before we get to that.
Okay.
Did you remember when, so Rachel was like so pissed. The whole time we're getting this edit with Spencer and Gabby on their cute like romantic night in, Rachel goes and confronts the men.
No, we talked about that already, remember?
Oh, sorry. Did I not? Sorry.
I said we were like good for her, remember?
I don't. Amanda, I'm literally sitting here listening to you, I promise. I don't remember that. I thought you were talking about something else.
No, we already addressed that elephant in the room.
Oh my god, we are both so exhausted. I'm sorry, I disagree. It wasn't good for her. I think that's all I wanted to say.
That was it?
I don't know what I was gonna say, just that she looked pissed and it was embarrassing.
Yeah, that's true.
Amanda, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I
still love you. You're still my best friend.
I revoked my co-host title. No. To be fair, the dog was kind of freaking out when you were speaking about that, so I was trying to like get her to lay down without making it too obvious. So maybe I tuned out for like 2 seconds.
Don't worry. You had an Amanda moment, okay?
I had an Amanda moment. Okay.
Yeah. So let's
go back to her date.
Yeah. All right. So for me, the way that I could tell if I want a guy to be my boyfriend is if they have good smelling armpits and if they write me a poem. And they practice kissing their hand before they kiss me.
This was a horrific date. This was awful.
So, okay. All right. What did you think of this shit?
I thought it was horrible. Absolutely horrible. Even them like walking in on the couple, quote, making out. The couple wasn't even making out. They were just like repeatedly pecking each other on the lips.
Let's talk about making out with your hand. Yeah. Nasty.
Nasty. And the people like ask the men to flirt with Rachel in front of all the other men. And Zach, whom I love.
Me too. What kind of flirting was that?
Yeah, he freaking like comes up behind Rachel to dance with her and like chokes her with his arm. That was so awkward.
That was like the worst thing I've ever seen.
Smelling the armpits. I'm like, why are we doing this to Rachel after she's had a rough week? It was bad. It was really bad.
That was the cringiest date I've had to sit through as a viewer watching.
Yeah.
For sure. I just don't get it. I get it. You're in France and like kissing is the main thing and being romantic, but you can't teach a dog old tricks. Okay. Like that's, yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, I thought when they pulled out, Rachel was blindfolded when she was sniffing the men's armpits, which I didn't understand, but I thought that they were going to like French kiss and she was going to like have
so
to choose
I.
like the best kisser or something. And I was like, I feel like Rachel deserves that after the week that she's had.
Yeah. That would have made more sense. It's like, I love you. Here's my armpit. Want to smell it?
No, it was very, very uncomfortable. I will say a standout for me on this date was Ethan. I thought he did a really good job. And he was funny when he did his flirting. He did like this weird like cat crawl up
to Rachel. I was
going to
talk to you about that.
You didn't like it?
It was okay.
I thought it was cute.
He was trying.
Exactly.
He was trying, but if you want to flirt with me, please don't crawl on the floor like that. What would you have wanted to see?
If you were the Bachelorette and you were on this date, what would you expect?
I would want a freaking rose or someone to walk up to me and like, you know, like a model walk. I really don't know. I just want it to happen organically. I don't need you to like play and make shit up on the spot.
Yeah,
like,
it was very weird.
Just flirt with me naturally, you know, don't make up a dance routine or whatever. All these guys started dancing. It was, I was like, okay, this is not Dancing with the Stars, people. This is The Bachelorette. Like, let's get to it.
Yep. And then we had Tyler cry and he pulled out a poem from that he wrote the night before. I call bullshit. We're calling a lot of bullshit on today's episode. No way.
Today's episode. Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Yeah, what I wanted to do after this group date was bring all the men back to the boat and let go. They need to go in the freaking shower.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying, as an end result, PSA, guys, please take showers before you go on dates. You never know if girls will be smelling your armpits.
Yeah.
I don't know why I did that. Whatever.
It's fine. I'm fine. Yes, you're doing amazing, sweetie. So Tyler gets the group date rose, which means he gets a little bit of one-on-one time with Rachel, which was like fine, not memorable. I was surprised to see that he had tattoos. That's like my only note.
Yeah.
And I also say like Rachel's eyebrows are freaking me out.
Yeah, the way that they go up.
It was like boring.
Yeah, I agree. But Tyler's cute though, with minus the tats. We're not tat people. Get it? We're not dad people. We're not dad people. That pun was so bad.
You did amazing. It's good. So do you just want to move on to this wild cocktail party that got halted halfway through?
You know what, whatever, just jump in, let's do it.
I know. I mean, I feel like Rachel's date, like, we didn't learn anything. It was like whatever.
Yeah, thank you, next.
Thank you, next. Exactly. So early on in the episode, we didn't really talk about it, but Hayden's referring to both Gabby and Rachel as bitches. He's comparing Rachel to his ex, saying that.
And the boobs.
Something about her tits. Very weird.
I don't know.
And
I'm not buying Hayden. I mean, honestly, Rachel did the right thing. You were awake for this, I assume.
Yes.
Okay. I'm glad that Rachel confronted him and sent his ass home.
I thought she did a really good job.
I was like, you go, girl. Okay, you go, girl. Do your thing.
She was very upfront. I loved her earrings. I thought she looked great. She really sent him home right away. And this whole time, Hayden keeps talking about his dog, Rambo. I love my dog more than anything. I mean, this dog was on the podcast today, but it was embarrassing the way he was talking about the dog.
I get it, though. Like, you know, the dog's, you know, really sick. But at the same time, what Hayden said was really inappropriate.
Yeah.
And I feel like he kind of used the fact that his dog is really sick as like a way to get out of, you know, yep, the shit that he said, right? Yep. Because he brought like a freaking, I don't know, Shutterfly book with pictures of the dog and then the duck leg.
Yeah, and he like, bought like the dog's favorite stuffed animal, and he said like he keeps like the foot of the duck in like his pocket all the time. I'm like, your dog fucking has a brain tumor, and you took his favorite animal? Like,
that would piss me off. If you took my favorite stuffed animal, I would punch you in the face.
I was calling bullshit. It all just seemed like a ploy, like, yeah, to get the tears falling. It didn't feel genuine to me. I would never, if my dog had a brain tumor, I would not go on The Bachelor.
Right, exactly.
You heard it here first. That's you family. Heard it here first. Yeah,
family over everything. No, but
and then when he gets sent home and he's like sitting in the boat, it's like pulling off the dock, he's saying how like he wants someone to love him as much as he loves Rambo or some weird like creepy,
you know what
shit
I would do if the boat was not docked? I would pick him up, throw him in the freaking water.
Yeah,
be like, bye bitch, get out,
hope you can swim as well as your dog.
Oh, burn. But this was a pretty good rose ceremony, but I have some doubts about Logan.
Yeah, I feel like we should wrap up by talking about Logan.
I really
it seems
don't
like it's
going to
be a big deal next episode.
But we should.
We should.
So Logan, you guys, has now told Jesse Palmer that he's interested in pursuing Gabby. But yet at the rose ceremony, he accepted Rachel's rose again, which made me a little uncomfy because he obviously he didn't get the time to chat with Rachel about it, which is what he wants to do. But I really don't know how to feel. How do you feel about this, Alexandra?
I honestly don't have a problem with it.
Really?
I think Logan did the right thing. He went to Jesse. He didn't have to do that. He went to Jesse. He explained what he wanted to do. And he probably believed that Jesse had the power to like make sure that he spoke to the women or something, you know?
Right. I see where you're coming
or
from.
Or told him if it was even an option. And then he doesn't get to talk to the women at the cocktail party because it's cut short by Rachel because of Hayden's behavior.
Right.
So I really don't think there was anything for him to do. If he rejected Rachel's rose or tried to speak to Rachel during the actual rose ceremony, that's an automatic send home.
Right.
And I think he genuinely like potentially has feelings for Gabby and he wants to check it out. The other thing we have to remember with Logan is that early on, like that first like mini group date they had way back when they were still in LA, Logan made out with both Rachel and Gabby on that date. And Gabby was into Logan, but that was the date where none of the men were into Rachel. The only one that she was into was Logan. And Gabby said, If Rachel's that into him, she can give him the rose, the group date rose.
Yes.
But Gabby was in. So she never really got to explore that connection because she was trying to be a good
friend.
That's
fair. That's fair. I get your POV now.
Okay. What other thoughts do you have on this? If any? I know you were like, I don't really want to talk about it.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Logan, but you know what? I don't know if he's going to pull any villain vibes, which kind of scares me a little bit for both Gabby and Rachel, but we'll see what happens as the season progresses next
week.
Well,
that's my
thing.
I don't feel like he was approaching this as a villain. I feel
I
like
don't
he
think
was
so
genuinely
either.
Approaching this as like, I want to make sure that everything with Gabby is truly done. And I do think he has reason to feel that way.
Right. I don't
like
think,
if this was like fucking
so
Meatball
yeah.
or something, I would be like, get the fuck out of here.
I love Meatball.
I love Meatball too. He got an early rose this episode. I was surprised.
You go, Meatball. James. I guess that's his name. But next week, you know, I'm very excited to see where the ship takes us.
Yeah, me too. I mean, there was a lot of drama this episode. It was really about Rachel and Hayden, and Hayden's accent was just getting thicker and thicker, and his love for his dog was just getting stronger and stronger. And I was
well,
like,
well, he's
I
gone.
Don't
we
care.
Don't have to talk about him again after this episode, okay?
Thank God. I wonder if Gabby, the next episode will be mostly about Gabby.
I hope so, but we'll see where we go next week. I'm very excited about it.
Who are your predictions for
the one-on-ones? Oh, yes, we must discuss. Ooh, God. For Rachel, I don't know. I liked Ethan.
Okay, I loved Ethan.
So I'm going to, Layla agrees. Exactly, Layla.
Layla does agree.
So I'm going to vote Ethan.
Okay.
Because why not? How about you for Gabby?
I gotta say, I think it's gonna be Aven.
Aven is one of Rachel's.
Oh, wait, we're talking. No, Ethan is one of Rachel's too.
No, I know. I thought you were talking about one of Gabby's guys.
Oh, no, 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 no. Sorry. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you might be right.
I think
you're right from the trailer. So I take my answer back to Aven.
But also, I think Aven is the most attractive man on this season.
Mm.
I do. Even though I'm like an Eric and Jason girl, I think Aven just like objectively is the most attractive. I think he's getting Rachel's date. And I think Johnny is getting Gabby.
I was going to say Johnny for Gabby too.
He's been like quiet, but Gabby seems like she's really
I'm literally writing this down to see if we're right next week. Okay, so we're going to vote right now. Aven for Rachel. Johnny for Gabby, and we'll find out next week.
We'll find out.
Well, thank you guys for listening in to one of our favorite best 2-on-1 dates ever, for sure, because we were both so freaking tired.
I know,
we had
like,
fun.
It was a little bit of a mess, but the
we love you guys
loud.
And we will be back next week.
How do you say goodbye in Belgium? Belgium. I don't
let's
know.
End it.
She is out, motherfucker.
Bye.